Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. It is that time of a Friday where we bring you the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. We're here now joined by John Grayson of 98.1. Which one is it?
I think it's this one.
There it is.
Hey, how about it? Look, you took your shirt off and everything for us.
You gotta have a gun show.
That's right.
You
do.
You got the Mine buffalo. Are more like pop guns, but it works. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. You had your Buffalo Sabres jersey on earlier.
Yeah. And now I got my Buffalo Soldier. Red, white, and blue.
Cool.
Yeah. Got it all going on.
So for those who don't know, John is a big Bills fan living here in Kansas City. I know a couple of Bills fans here in Kansas City. My friend Jimmy Gaffney's a big Bills fan. You guys probably all watch the games together and cry after the Chiefs beat you in the playoffs. But you have that cut ready to go, Dustman.
The apathetic cut?
Yeah, this is from Nate Geary of our sister station, WGR, in Buffalo, talking about the game and how fans are feeling.
I like the word apathy for this game. I'm not sure, I won't speak for everyone, but there is sort of like is Chiefs exhaustion the right way of putting it? I think that might be the right way of putting it.
What do you think about that as a fan of the Buffalo Bills?
That's interesting. It certainly doesn't describe me. I mean, I'm excited going into this weekend.
Yes,
I think, first of all, this is going to be an unbelievable game. They always are.
Yep.
I mean, these games are never blowouts. And, it always comes down to the last couple of plays of the game. So, yeah, I love it when these two teams get together. How can you not be excited about the two best teams in the AFC playing against each other?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. Like, when he said that, and then we talked to Sal Capaccio earlier in the week of WGR. And
he kind of
had the same feeling about this is a lose-lose type of game for Buffalo fans.
This is almost a no-win situation for the Bills in a lot of ways with some of their fans and a lot nationally, which is, and a lot of Bills fans are like this, too, which really kind of irks me because, again, we'll go back to, man, enjoy the ride, right? You're so good right now. But it's basically if the Bills lose this game, a lot of fans will say, well, there you go. Can't beat the Chiefs. Same old Bills. Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid in a big game. But if you beat him, I don't care. Do it in the playoffs when it matters.
It's a no win, right?
It's a no win. And I think I've heard and I've seen that from a lot of fans so far. And I think there's an element of understandability to that, right? Because, yes, it is all about the playoffs. This team has been knocking on the door. I believe that if the Chiefs were in the NFC, the Bills would have been to a couple of Super Bowls by now. Maybe they would have won a Super Bowl by now. There's no shame, quote unquote, in losing to the best QB/coach and team of, right now in this decade, basically, of what it is, the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Bills are right there. I know that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs. It doesn't mean they can't beat them in the playoffs. They came 13 seconds away. They came maybe a drop pass away from Stephon Diggs. It's been right there. They've beaten them in the regular season. I've seen the Chiefs. I've been on the sidelines for the Bills beating the Chiefs. I know they can do it. It just hasn't happened yet. But for Bills fans who've seen that, they'll tell you it doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs. And I understand that. But, hey, you never know. Maybe they don't match up in the playoffs if something happens along the way before they wind up meeting each other.
Mr. Grayson?
Yeah, and I kind of get that. I mean, I saw the stat the other day. It's been 8 games they played against each other, right? Mm-hmm. So in the era where it's been Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, it's been 8 games. 3-1 the Bills are during the regular season. 4-0 the Chiefs are during the playoffs. So I kind of get it along those lines. But the thing is, this game is so important for seeding. I mean, if Buffalo's going to have another playoff game at home against the Chiefs, they've got to win this game. So, again, how do you not look at this game as being absolutely pivotal?
I agree. And I was kind of stunned this week to hear that, Kyle. And I'm glad to see from you. And maybe it's because you're here and you've got, like, the passion of against the Chiefs versus, you know, being in Buffalo where people are kind of walking around going, oh, it's just another regular season game.
Here
and
we know
when we see them in the playoffs, they're probably going to beat us. But I was stunned because I can't wait for this game. As soon as that game ended on Sunday, I got my voice back yesterday. Like, I'm ready to go for this Buffalo game.
I was a little surprised that they didn't flex this one to Sunday night because it's just such a big game. And I found out earlier this week that CBS, when the schedules came out, they were like, no, we want this one.
This was one of their protected games.
Yes. And they said, there's no way we're moving this game. So clearly they're excited about it. They knew we were going to be here. They knew that the Jets were frauds and the Aaron Rodgers thing wasn't going to happen.
Oh, he's fine. So. We're not allowed to mention him on the show. $20.
Grayson owes us $20.
$20. I didn't even know. All right,
no,
there we go.
You didn't know.
But yeah, it's so a lot of the things that they were expecting out of this season haven't materialized. The one thing that has is that the Bills and the Chiefs are the best in the AFC again.
And it's not even close. They are the two best teams out there right now. But I've felt all week that this game is more pivotal for the Chiefs than it is for Buffalo because of the undefeated potential run that they're on. If you run the table, go undefeated, win a three-peat, you are the greatest team in the history of the NFL. There's a lot riding on it for KC.
Yeah, there's pressure there, but I mean, who's dealt with pressure better than Patrick Mahomes?
Right. I mean,
I don't know, silence right there. And both teams are beat up. And both teams are beat up, I think, in the same ways. You know, the Chiefs have been beat up at wide receiver. The Bills have been beat up at wide receiver and tight end. There's still a question about whether Dalton Kincaid's going to be able to go. So, you know, you get to this point, the midpoint of the season and just passed, and everybody's dealing with the same kinds of injuries, you know, being dinged up and all of that. The Harrison Butker thing, I think, is going to be big.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, the question marks all over the place. The Chiefs have been winning games by a little bit, and the Bills for the last couple of weeks have had a couple of blowout victories. But again, that's all part of the storyline. I think when these two teams meet, you throw the records out, you throw out everything, and you just enjoy the game.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be just, I think, down to the wire. But you bring up the kicker, and we really haven't talked about that much since the start of the show today because I don't want to. I think he's the fourth most important player on the Chiefs behind the big three, and then you've got Harrison Butker. Yeah. And he's one of the most important players in the NFL because he's so good at what he does, man. Like, it doesn't matter where he is on the field. You know he's going to kick it through the uprights.
And again, pressure situation, so what?
So what?
Who cares? You know, and Butker just goes out and kicks a 61-yarder and wins the game because of course he does.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just like stupid how good he is, and one of those guys that sometimes you take for granted because he's so good. And now, like, you guys in the playoffs with that Bass guy missing the field goal, or Norwood missing a field goal, like, it's so important to have a reliable kicker. And now for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we got some guy we picked off the Jets practice squad.
Yeah, thanks for bringing Norwood up, by the way. I appreciate
you got
that.
It anytime, man. Yeah.
You can bring up Lynn Elliott or, you know, Thurman Thomas.
I have to give a shout out to Chris Jones, though, because Chris Jones came to our defense. We were talking in the newsroom the other day about, you know, the rivalries and the friendly rivalries versus the teams you just hate. And with me, it's the Dolphins. Always has been. You know, we play twice a year. We're in the same division. I was 11 years old the first time the Bills beat the Dolphins during my lifetime.
Holy cow. How old are you?
22 games in a row they won against us. 55. Okay. So between 1969 and 1981, they beat us twice a year. Every year. It was awful. Wow. So I can't stand the Dolphins. Jonnu Smith of the Dolphins insulted Buffalo, insulted the Wings. I mean, it just insulted everything about the city. Chris Jones came out this week and said, he's lying. Barbill Wings are just on fire. And I was like, all right, there we go.
But see,
there we go,
what
Chris
you
Jones.
Did right there is exactly how I perceive this rivalry. Like, it's a huge game, but at the end of the day, Bills fans and Chiefs fans can hang out. They respect each other. They like each other. Not like those, you know, those dopes from Cincinnati who I hate with a passion.
Last time I went to a Chiefs game at Arrowhead, I was with a buddy of mine who was wearing his Mahomes jersey. I was wearing my Allen jersey. We rode to the game together. We went, we had a great time. Everybody was cool. We, you know, we walked out of the game together, drove home together. It's both teams are tough. Both teams are great. We know who we are and we're fine with each other.
No doubt about it. I always use the analogy of the, I'm sure you remember this, when you were in the classroom and the principal would come in and watch the teacher give her class.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of lecture. It was more tight. It was more like they are aware somebody's there. the Chiefs and the Bills, when they play, Buffalo 8-2, best record since 1993.
Yep.
The Chiefs win this game, their first time they've ever been 10-0 on their franchise, according to Mitch Holtis, who was on earlier. Do you think Buffalo kind of gets out of body, out of mind when the team of Kansas City comes and plays them, or they play them?
Oh, because
I know they've won in the regular season, but again, the playoff games where Stephon Diggs drops a pass, Josh Allen makes an errant throw, or Bass misses a kick, and it's like, are they trying too hard to win because they know they've got to be more than just perfect to win?
Maybe. Yeah, there's a little bit of tightness there, and you look, again, at the last couple of weeks. So you mentioned the record. And for the first six or seven games of the season, Allen, who had been tapped as the guy who, you know, turns the ball over more than anybody else in the NFL, hadn't thrown an interception. Last 3 weeks, he's thrown interceptions in all three games. But those have been the games that they've been winning by 10 and 20 points apiece.
Yeah.
So
get a little bit more at us when you're up big, you know, like,
yeah,
you got to look at, like, the interception really matter.
Right. Right. And so for those, you know, they dropped a couple of games early, but he didn't throw an interception in those games either. And they lost the game. So, yeah, what's it going to be like? And I think there's I don't know how much they hang, but I think there's a friendship between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I think they respect each other, and I think they really look forward to playing against each other so that they can show off their best against the best.
I think it's the realest relationship of sports figures that are in the same, like, mold, like, right? Like, I think quarterbacks, like, I think Brady and Manning were friends, but yeah, I don't think they really, like, kicked it outside. I think Allen and Mahomes, they do so much similarity outside of the field of play. Like, they do the golf tournament in Tahoe.
Right. Yep.
They're friends. They talk. They text. Like, I remember last year when the game ended with the offsides play with Kadarius Toney, Mahomes kind of showed a new side of him that we hadn't seen, of frustration, and kind of just not shoulder shrugged Allen, but kind of was just like, yeah, whatever, see you later. And he's like, yeah, I felt bad. I texted Josh afterwards, and Allen was like, hey, man, I get it. Like, we had tough ones. Like, I've been there. I've done that. Like, I know the feeling. Like,
during the playoffs, you know, right, the last game of the season, sure.
But no, I think this is interesting because I bring this to you. So when I watch this game, I will do my best not to go buy a pack of Parliament Lights because that's what this game does to me. I'm on the edge of my chair. Yeah. I'm watching this game. I don't want to do anything, but I'll have I'll have a lot of suds, right? How does a Buffalo fan watch this game?
With a lot of wings in front of me, absolutely. Yeah, I've got my places here in town that I've already scoped out, and I know have some of the best. And it's the same kind of thing. I quit smoking many, many years ago, so that's not a thing for me anymore. But
no, I don't do it. I just feel like I need to.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, there's a lot of nerves, and I have to be honest about it. I mean, given where we've been, the four Super Bowls, I mean, everything, you know, losing the games in the playoffs to the Chiefs, there is always, with every true Bills fan, an impending sense of doom. We're just waiting. I mean, the 13 seconds game, let's not forget the 16 seconds in Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, with the Music City Miracle, I was at that game too, and I was at the Wide Right game, and I really need to stay out of the stadium when the Bills
are playing.
Yeah,
you probably do, though. So, I mean, but that's crazy when you think about all the heartbreak that Buffalo has been through from their football team standpoint. Yeah. I don't know that anybody's been through more, quite honestly.
Yeah, I always ask the question, would you rather go to four straight Super Bowls and lose them all or never go?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, ask Cleveland Browns fans
or Detroit.
Right?
Like, if you play Detroit in the Super Bowl, if that happens, I'm going to be heartbroken because I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, right. It's like, which team? But you know, you look at what that's done, though, and it's done the same thing in Buffalo as the Chiefs. I mean, in the 50-year drought and all of that stuff here did to Chiefs fans. You drive around here, what do you see during the fall? Chiefs flags down every street.
That's right.
Drive down any street in Buffalo, you're going to see exactly the same thing.
So what's going to happen if Buffalo would win a Super Bowl? Like, would it just be the most glorious celebration we've ever seen in the United States?
Yeah.
I
don't even know what that would look like, honestly. I mean, I know the entire city would go absolutely crazy. I mean, we saw what happened. It's Super Bowl 25, the first one, the Wide Right game. And they still had a massive parade in downtown Buffalo, and Scott Norwood spoke, and the crowd just went crazy.
They had a parade after a loss.
Oh, yeah, and it was massive. I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people in downtown Buffalo for this thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that, I mean, the city would just shake apart. If and when the Bills ever hoist the Lombardi Trophy, it's going to be a party that's going to last for until the beginning of next spring is training camp.
I just think there's so many similarities between Kansas City, the city, and Buffalo, the city, you know, blue collar, working class, live and die with the football team. Sports are the fabric of our community. And then you look at the two teams, they came in the AFL at the same time, had a lot of struggles. Now, obviously, the Chiefs have had the success successes with the Super Bowls, which Buffalo had, but you had the 90s where you were beating Kansas City all the time. Like, am I wrong to say there's a lot of similarities between these two towns?
It's a brotherhood. I mean, consider even the owners, Lamar Hunt and Ralph Wilson, who were very good friends through that entire thing. Going back to the early days of the AFL. So, yeah, I think we get each other on a number of levels. The cities understand each other. The teams understand each other. I think, yeah, it is a brotherhood.
So Mac agreed to this, that if the Chiefs win, you have to do the mustard ketchup guy. And if the Bills win, Mac's going to do the ketchup mustard guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. So I was going to just bring in another table in.
What's that guy's name?
Have you ever jumped through a table of fire?
I have not.
Would you?
But I'd say, oh, yeah. If I were there.
You'd go full Grayson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Describe a game day for me there, because that's my bucket list place to go to. I'd like to go before the new stadium gets built, obviously.
And before it gets too cold.
So September. It's Labor Day weekend.
56 degrees, by the way, in Buffalo this weekend for the game.
Well, that's a bit of a change. Yeah, the last time that I was there, it's been a long time since I've seen a game live at what I still call Rich Stadium, Highmark, or whatever it is these days. And the last time I was there, it was a playoff game against the Raiders. It would have been 92,
oh, God,
I guess.
A very long time.
Yeah, I'm saying. And when we got to the game, it was 1 degree above zero, and I had to get about a foot and a half of snow off of my seat to even be able to sit
down. Actually played the game. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Art Schell was coach of the Raiders at that point, and they put a picture of him up on the Jumbotron, and the dude had icicles hanging off his mustache. I was like, oh, we got this one.
That's great.
And we did. Ended up winning the game and going to another Super Bowl. But, yeah, it going out there and tailgating, I mean, I'm sure, again, it's very similar to what happens at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Everybody's there hours and hours and hours before the game, throwing footballs around, having a great time, and the place just rocks. I mean, you've got to have an open-air stadium. I do not like domes. I don't like playing. Mom always said, don't play football in the house. If you got a roof over your head, you're not supposed to be throwing the ball.
Right.
So I love it outdoors. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see just another barn burner of a game. And I'm expecting a lot of scoring out of this.
Really?
One, too.
Oh, you are?
So we do a thing called what's in the script, where we try to guess, and then Monday we play it back. What's in the script for you in this game?
Oh, wow. Just in terms of final score?
How do you think the game's going?
I think the Chiefs, and this is going to sound weird, I think the Chiefs are going to have a big day run on the football. Buffalo's run defense is vulnerable, and we've shown that against good running backs and bad running backs so far this year. So I think Andy Reid is one of the best preparation coaches ever, and I think he's going to focus on that, and I think especially early in the game they're going to come out and attack us with a run. And, like I said, I think this one's going to be a high-scoring game. I would say, I'm not going to say who's going to win this one, but I'm going to say this is going to be a 35-31 final score.
Oh, wow. Okay, you got it. That high score. I think it comes down to the final possession. I think FAU hits Josh Allen in the back, causes him to throw the ball up in the air, and Chris Jones picks it off, and the Chiefs seal it like a 24-17 type of win.
24-17. All right.
When we do my job, I did involve the text line. Grayson, where do you get your wings in KC?
Oh, wow. There's a couple of places. First of all, I'm a big fan of Johnny's Tavern. Okay. And we got a Johnny's Tavern right at the end of our street, so it's convenient. The Social in Shawnee is another place real close to the house. Love them as well. There's a couple of good wing joints around. And, of course, there's a few Bill's bars here in town, one in the Northland that does great stuff. Al's, yeah.
Yeah, Al's, Robert Al's was telling me about that. Said it's a great environment, good food.
It is.
Do
good
you,
people.
Do you want to be out in the masses watching this game, or are you going to sit at home, hunker down, or how do you do that?
Well, Al's, like we were just talking about, the great thing about that is there's always Chiefs fans during the games, too.
That's awesome.
It's not just Bills. So, I haven't made my final decision. Chances are I'll watch this one at home, but if the urge strikes, I may just go out and have a good time at one of the Bills bars.
It just depends. On a game like this magnitude, do you want to be focused in on the game, or do you want to be amongst the people,
If my team's winning 42-10, I'll meet you at the bar. So Grayson, we appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys.
Have a good day on your show over there on 98.1.
Yeah, what's coming up on your show on 98.1?
Oh, check this out. So we got a story about a kid who was involved in a car wreck, a single car accident. This is a teenager who was driving because his buddy, who was sitting in the passenger seat, lit his armpit hair on fire. We'll be talking about that one a little bit and some more things just like it. So come on over and have a good time.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good night. That's one way to put it.
All right.
Oh, man. John Grayson, thank you so much.
Hey,
man.
Mom and Dad, thanks for my education. What are you doing with it? Talking about people like their armpit hair on fire.
That's right, dude.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.